New York lawmaker screams at border czar Tom Homan over arrest. Detention of pro-Palestinian activist. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 12, 2025. New York State Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani, D., shouted at border czar Tom Homan in response to the arrest and detention of Mahmoud Khalil, a pro-Palestinian activist and former Columbia University student. Mamdani, who is running for mayor of New York City, wrote in a post on X that he confronted Homan while he was in Albany. In a video on Mamdani's post, he was seen shouting at Homan, asking him, "How many more New Yorkers? How many more New Yorkers will you detain? How many more New Yorkers without charge? Do you believe in the First Amendment? Do you believe in the First Amendment, Tom Homan?" "Today I confronted border czar Tom Homan, who came to Albany to do Trump's bidding. Push for mass deportations, carry out the assault on working-class New Yorkers, and justify the unjustifiable detention of legal permanent resident and father-to-be, Mahmoud Khalil," Mamdani wrote. Mamdani's confrontation came as Homan joined with Albany Republicans, issuing a warning that sanctuary cities would see more agents in the community if New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D., did not work with the Trump administration on immigration crackdowns, according to the New York Post. "Sanctuary cities are going to get exactly what they don't want. More agents in the community," Homan said. As Breitbart News's Jill Polak previously reported, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents arrested Khalil, who led radical protests at Columbia University, on Saturday. Days after being inaugurated, President Donald Trump signed an executive order that was aimed at fighting anti-Semitism on college and university campuses. The executive order requires all executive agencies to identify ongoing actions against anti-Semitism, as well as actions that can be taken, within 60 days. In a post on Truth Social, Trump warned that this was the first arrest of many to come, adding that there are more students at Columbia and other universities across the country who have engaged in pro-terrorist, anti-Semitic, anti-American activity, and the Trump administration will not tolerate it. "Following my previously signed executive orders, ICE proudly apprehended and detained Mahmoud Khalil, a radical foreign pro-Hamas student on the campus of Columbia University. This is the first arrest of many to come. We know there are more students at Columbia and other universities across the country who have engaged in pro-terrorist, anti-Semitic, anti-American activity, and the Trump administration will not tolerate it. Many are not students, they are paid agitators. We will find, apprehend, and deport these terrorist sympathizers from our country, never to return again. If you support terrorism, including the slaughtering of innocent men, women, and children, your presence is contrary to our national and foreign policy interests, and you are not welcome here. We expect every one of America's colleges and universities to comply. Thank you." As Breitbart News's Neil Monroe previously reported, several Democrats, such as Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, Representative Delia Ramirez, DEL, and Representative Nydia Velazquez, DNY, signed a letter stating that they were horrified by the recent illegal abduction and now indefinite detention of Mahmoud Khalil, a U.S. legal permanent resident. While Democrats have criticized the arrest and detaining of Khalil, Trump and his deputies are on solid legal ground, according to immigration lawyers. Trump and his deputies are on solid legal ground, according to immigration lawyers. Khalil is not a citizen but has a green card that allows him to live in the United States pending an expected request for citizenship. But the green cards provide little additional legal protection than that granted to tourists. Khalil was arrested and detained after he and his wife returned to their university-owned apartment, and was informed by agents from the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, that he was being detained because his student visa had been revoked, according to NBC New York. On Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt issued a statement that the Trump administration was not going to tolerate individuals having the privilege of studying in the United States and then siding with pro-terrorist organizations that have killed Americans.